All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Bailey Ann with us. She is a model, photographer, and content creator using her eye and expertise in shaping brands while expressing her most authentic self. So welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Pumped to have you here. So Bailey, the first one I got for you, we go deep pretty quick on this show. So what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
I had so many things I could one, but I would definitely want to tell the story, something to do with modeling, because modeling can be pretty harsh sometimes. Mm-hmm. And one of my first international kind of like gigs I had, I was actually flown out to Cuba. And it was super interesting. I've always wanted to leave the country. So I was stoked on that. And I mean, being in Cuba, first of all, I had no phone service. I was given a sticky note with the address of where to go. And I remember just getting off the plane. It was just a very like eye-opening experience. I was excited, got in my taxi and was off to wherever we were going. And when I get there, everyone's from Germany, the editorial group's from Germany. So a lot of foreign language, not really hearing any English. And it was great the first night. Everything was going fine. We just met the clients and everything. And then the next day, wake up for call time. And I just remember getting like looked at like an object. They were just like looking at my skin, looking at my weight. Just, I could tell they were just judging me so hard. And I remember one of them saying like, oh, like you want to do high fashion, like aren't you a little big for that? And I don't know, like it was kind of like the first punch in the face, because I never really heard any of that before. So I kind of like quickly rebounded from that. I'm like, no, like I just kind of like got back out of my head. I'm like, I'm fine, like I'm good the way I am. And it kept like continuing throughout the night and then throughout the trip. So one of the nights we went to a restaurant and they actually were like kind of like watching what I ate. And I remember getting like two little tacos, because it's like a communist country and the food is so small over there. Like they're actually authentic tacos.
Yeah.
They gave me like two little tacos on a platter and I was like starving after. So I asked for like another platter of tacos. And I remember they were like, no, like you don't need that. So I kind of was like, I was just like very unconfrontational. So I was like, yeah, like I just kind of like backed off. And I remember one of the nights I snuck out on the rooftop. We had this little casa they rented. So like I literally snuck out on top of the rooftop and there was a grapevine and I would eat grapes. Starving.
Oh my God.
Starving. But the shoot ended up like, we got the photos we needed. It ended up great.
Yeah.
But to go home and look in the mirror and just like, you actually start to see yourself as big because they tell you this.
Yeah.
So you have to practice a lot of like realizing that what people say to you, it is not the truth.
Yeah.
Like all that's just opinion. Because for sure. So if you take that seriously and start to like manifest what they're saying, you're literally going to see yourself as that.
And yeah.
I had to just learn how to just accept like myself for who I was and not to like, not to take what they're telling me and like make it a truth in my head. Like I just had to just disregard everything they were saying.
Yeah.
And that's a really tough thing to do sometimes.
No, for sure. I can't believe they said, no, you've had enough. That's crazy.
I took a year off of modeling from that. I was 18 at the time.
Oh my God.
The whole trip, I was just kind of like, I have fun doing a lot of things. I'm very like
easy
and I can entertain myself. And I had a great time this whole trip. Don't get me wrong. Like all the vintage cars, like there was so much culture in like one little area. We're in like Havana, like a little like vintage town. And it was great, but I was very thrown off by that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I mean, and I don't know, when I was 18, I'm not sure how I would have felt, but now if somebody were to say that to me, I'd be like, no, dude, I'm freaking hungry.
Yeah, I still get it from time to time. It's just the industry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I guess it's the industry, yeah.
It's alive. I always thought like people would make these things up, but I saw it to myself, and like to see it to myself happen to myself, I was like, whoa.
I gotcha. Well, thanks for taking us on that journey. I feel like I was with you in Cuba there. So. So the next one I got for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Actually, I would probably want to bring this to the photo side of things, because you already kind of did the modeling stuff. Mm-hmm. As far as photography goes, a lot of it, I mean, it's art, first of all, and it's all about like being creative, your creative eye. And a lot of us kind of get lost with this whole Instagram thing. Everyone's posting what they're doing. Oh, I worked with this magazine. I worked with that one. And sometimes if you're not in like the sunlight of all of that, you're not the one posting all your stuff, you kind of get discouraged. You're like, oh man, like look what they're doing. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And you have to really stop comparing yourself, because if you're feeding your head all this, like I'm not doing this or doing that, you're not going to do anything. You're going to get in this repetitive, negative, like thought process, and you're not going to get anything done.
Yeah.
Because just seeing all of that is super discouraging. You have to realize like everyone has their own like race. They're racing themselves. Like,
yeah.
Don't look at what someone else is accomplishing and be like, man, like if I'm not doing that, then I'm losing. Like, it's not like that at all. I feel like you have your own personal like battles. So like, why do you think your path in like photography is going to be the same as someone else's? It's completely different.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think another thing to realize too, like it's a big problem. A lot of people like compare themselves to other people's like Instagram accounts, which is not necessarily that person's like real life.
Instagram is so staged.
Like, it's a highlight reel. You can't forget that.
Only the good parts. And it's funny, because of my Instagram, I love to like make everything look so aesthetic.
Yeah.
I think I'll start including like ridiculous videos of myself here and there, but I do that all in my story to keep it like as real as I can.
Yeah, I feel like.
Sometimes you just see all this stuff and like you get off Instagram feeling like crap. You're like, how is everyone so perfect? Like every girl on Instagram looks beautiful. And I feel like every girl in real life is beautiful, like in their own way.
Yeah.
No way everyone looks this perfect. Like, I mean, yeah, no, I feel, yeah. It gets stressful.
Yeah, I understand. So the next one, and I guess, you know, either industry you want, but like, what's your best piece of overall business advice? Like, say, I guess if somebody wants to get into photography or modeling, do you have any advice for like a beginner?
As a beginner, it's really hard actually, because you want to like look at other people's work and kind of like use it as inspiration. Mm. And at some point you're going to want to break off and have your own little style. And now that everyone and their mother is becoming a photographer, I think it's just to listen to your heart and like really find a style that sticks with you, but also be authentic. Because it's funny, when I first started my own Instagram account, for photography, I felt the need to be so robotic. I would be like, photo by Bailey Ann, like pictured. I felt the need to be so robotic. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things is to not be robotic and show that you're an actual human being. You have a personality, you have bad days, you have good days. And I think if you're first starting out, is to really like throw that out there. Don't feel like you need to be some robotic professional.
Yeah.
People will not only get your like buy your services for like what you're producing, but who you are. A lot of these celebrities have these videographers, and not saying like their work's bad, but like they're friends with them. They want someone who's familiar, who they can connect with, just like have a good time and feel comfortable with. And it's not always about your work. It's like a good like 50% of your personality, if not 90%. Like your work is the smallest amount of like why you help something sometimes. Like,
yeah, it's about the experience. Yeah.
The experience is what you're selling.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've always told people, especially now with like, because content is like abundant out there, like you can Google anything. So it's not to say though that you can like learn photography overnight. Like I don't think that at all. But I just mean you can Google anything, and there's a lot of photographers out there. Yeah. So the next level of like why somebody would choose you over somebody else would be the experience. Like if you're the same quality of photographer, then it's like, who do I want to work with more? Like, who would I have more fun with?
They invest in the experience. That's what they really want. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all so isolated from each other that maybe you're busy all the time and you have this one shoot. And like, I remember I was shooting one of the more commercial jobs. I was helping a friend shoot for lawyers. Mm-hmm. And they would come out of the office for our little shoot. We thought maybe we were like, we're trying to go fast. We're not trying to like waste their time. But in that like 10 minutes of being out of their office and like, we're just joking around shooting photos, they were so happy. And they were like, I don't want to go back to my office desk.
That's awesome.
Oh, like, yeah. All men in suits and they're just laughing. They're like kind of like taking their time. They don't want to go back to work.
Yeah.
Like, make someone feel good for that little amount of time feels like so nice.
It feels really good, and they probably remember it, and then that's a way to get like more business too, because they might tell other people about it. So, yeah, I think it's like way undervalued, or like people don't realize how important it is. Mm-hmm. So my next one for you, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
That was the one I actually struggled with, because growing up, if I could give myself, my younger self, advice, I was a little bit isolated when I was younger. I loved to be alone, and mm-hmm. I still kind of do now. But I would give myself, my younger self, the advice of friendships and family, and just like letting people into your life isn't a bad thing. I mm-hmm. felt like I needed to control everything around myself. So like being alone was the easiest way to do that. There was no one like making decisions for me or anything. And as I've gotten older, I've realized how important friendships and family are. Mm-hmm. And I've even set up, like, my grandpa is my best friend. And yeah. I set up little breakfast with him every other, like, Saturday or so. We go to Crafty Girl.
Awesome. I love it.
Because we get so busy with our lives. And like, I feel like life moves by so quickly. I feel like anyone can agree with that.
It does.
So to, like, take a second to like breathe and like step back from your life and be like, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with my grandpa. Like, that means the world to him, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, it's nice to just like, especially with modeling and photography, especially modeling, being in this industry where like it's so surface level sometimes and it's all about status, mm-hmm. to take a step back and like go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
Hang out with my grandpa. Like, he's the coolest guy ever. Like, he was in the Korean War.
Yeah.
Story. At first, he wouldn't talk much. Like, I know we enjoyed hanging out, but now I can't get him to stop talking when we go.
Yeah.
He loves it. He loves our friendship. And it's like the most important thing to me.
Absolutely. Yo, and that. Yeah. Sorry, good.
No, you're good. I was just going to build and keep those relationships. I was not like that when I was younger. I was just me, like, not selfish, just alone. Like, I wanted to be alone.
No, I think there's a balance to be had. Like, being, I think some people go too far in either direction. Like, I love connecting and being with people, but then like after I do that all day, then I like to be alone for a while too. Like, you need recharge. And I think too, like, grandpas and grandmas, dude, best conversations ever, because they've lived a whole life. Like, we think we know, like, we don't know, like, they know. So like, I love talking to them, like, in the stories of the Korean War and just like him, I'm sure he's got endless stories.
And he was into photography too. So we can,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that perfectly leads to the next one. The next one is, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness? So we'll go a little deeper. Woo!
I have a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That are key to happiness, and I'd kind of always been in relationships. Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of like going against what I just said, but as far as like a single relationship with one person, but like recently I've had the time to just be alone, mm-hmm. and have like great friendships with people, and it's been so life-changing. But as far as happiness goes, I feel like once you can be your complete authentic self, like, you're not lying to yourself, you're really like discovering who you are, and you can surround yourself with like likewise people who do not judge you. You don't, like, you feel like you could go to any of your friends and just say the most ridiculous things and you don't feel judged. To just surround yourself in the life where like you're literally like your truest form. I feel like that's what happiness is to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's certain people you can hang around and like you feel like your energy is being drained because you kind of have to like put a wall up. you can't be your complete self. But once you've like created this life for yourself where you can just literally do whatever you want, say whatever you want, because like you've created this life, like everyone around you is like rooting for you. They're supportive. They're positive. You've just basically created like your own happiness.
Yeah. I'm with you. And you're always going to have some like haters. Like when you put yourself out there and you're like your full self, there are times where there's going to be some like negativity thrown at you.
I love it. I like that.
Yeah. It's like, that's cool. Cause like, and you don't want to succumb to that. Cause like you gotta be, that's why I loved in your intro, like expressing your most authentic self, because I think that's how you actually discover what you want to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure even though there's some things about the modeling industry you don't maybe love, like I'm sure you enjoy parts of it, and photography, I'm sure you really enjoy. So no matter what level of success you're at right now, at least you're on a path of like what you love, you know? And like that will
second of it. It's like, yeah, you know, but at the same time, it's like the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, exactly.
Other like way of life. Cause as a creative, you have so many ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's almost like you love it. Like you love, like you get really sad sometimes, but then you get like super high euphoria.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any other way.
I'm with you.
The only way I know.
I love it. And then what is the best book that you've read, and what's the number one thing you learned from it?
To be honest, I have the attention span of a squirrel.
Okay.
So books, I kind of will open it up and read like a little part of it and set it aside. But I'm super into thrifting, and recently I picked up a book. It was called Finding Your Own Northern Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it, and it was about your essential self and your social self. And it was just basically like explaining like when you were born, you're born your essential self, and that's who you were born. It's your personality, mm-hmm. like everything, just it's you. And as you are raised in this society, you become your social self. And that's like basically the you who is influenced by others' like opinions, and you start getting insecure, you start like shaping your answers and your like personal preferences to what you think others would like approve of in a way, and you're just really not yourself. And I mean, I feel like it's very hard to completely be your essential self, but to get to that point, I would definitely say I'm like on the right path.
Yeah.
Once you're your essential self, you get a lot happier.
Well, yeah.
As an example, I guess if someone like had like this dad who was into like dentistry, and they're like, oh, I want you to be a dentist too. So they're like, they don't even like put in like in their mind like what they want to do. They're like, yeah, I need to be a dentist just like my dad. And like their whole life, they're like studying, doing this and that. And then finally they're taking this huge test that determines if they're going to like be a dentist for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost self-sabotage themselves. Maybe they won't study the last few nights, or they'll just flunk it. And that's their essential self telling them this is not what you want at all.
Yeah.
So your social self is honestly just like, it's like super ego driven. It's just what others want for you almost. And to be your essential self is like, it's honestly like pretty hard, because you know, like that's when people are going to start judging. Because you're fully your own self.
Yeah, it's actually, it's like there's a method to that actually. Like when a lot of people say like, how do you find your passion? Or like, yeah, like, so how do you find your passion? One way to do that is to think like, well, what did you enjoy doing when you were like 6 years old? And it's like, how do you become your true self again? Because you're differentiating those two. So it's cool that that book did that. And like, just, like my example is like, I've always loved connecting with people. So it's like a podcast would probably be pretty good for me to do. Right. But like accounting, being alone all day, crunching numbers would probably be a terrible thing for me to do. You know? So
I actually thought of being an accountant at one point.
Me too.
I'm glad I didn't go down that route.
Yo, that would be rough.
At 7, I was obsessed. So I was like, I kind of always knew that's what I wanted to do. But I never thought I could like actually pay the bills with it. So that's
I gotcha.
Story on its own. But
yeah. Next, what's your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quote actually kind of has something to go back to the whole family relations. And it is, I cannot remember it for my life.
It's okay.
think I wrote it here. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm-hmm. It kind of just like resonates with me because like you can go anywhere fast. Like you can, I would like travel alone. I would like run errands alone, do this and that alone. And I never would really understand like the concept of girls and like just people in general that would always want to hang out with people like throughout their day. I'm like, oh, that just gets in your way. Like, how can you do that? Like, why? But like you said, it isn't like a nice little balance you need to kind of make. Mm-hmm. But as I like got these friendships, I like connected with some of my best friends now. Like, I don't know, like I just feel so much more like fulfillment. And I feel like you can truly go a lot further when you have someone by your side, when you're working together. Mm. Because I feel like being alone has its perks, but there's like nothing you can beat when there's like two minds working together. There's, I don't know, it's just, I feel like that's why we're here, is to make connections with one another, and to not do that is kind of just like pointless.
Yeah, I agree. So Bailey Ann, thanks for coming on the show. I got one last one for you. Where can our listeners best find you online and connect with you?
The easiest way to connect with me is probably Instagram, Taco Mail.
Yeah, I love that name, by the way. Yeah, we didn't.
Okay. I was obsessed with Taco Bell for a while, but I from online. I'm pretty healthy now, for the most part.
Gotcha. Thank you again.
Taco Bell, for sure.
Taco Bell, thanks for coming on.
For sure. Thank you, Tyler.